goddamn thing. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Katie Couric's Notebook.
What are the seven wonders of the modern world? We'll know on July 7th when the new Seven Wonders Foundation announces winners of a worldwide contest. And they've come up with finalists that include public funding for abortion, hate speech, and bulimia. But why stop there? If you really want to include modern wonders, how about Lindsay and Paris and Nicole? Telephones you can wear right on your ass. Or gay marriage. What about Chinese that deliver to your door? And is anything more wondrous than internet porn sites? Maybe they need to start a list of seven wonders of the world of sex. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric.
Wow, that was a quick one.
Right, well, thanks.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let's continue our salute to CBS.
Yay!
CBS had flown me to Los Angeles. It flew me to Los Angeles because a writer and a director and a producer had seen my act in New York City. And they saw the act and they took from my act a number of lines and created from those lines a character for the pilot of a sitcom. I don't know if you know about pilots. The way in which our country generates television, they put one episode, and then they take that episode, produce it, and they show it to a room filled with monkeys.
Lewis Black.
And if the monkeys don't themselves... you might have a hit. So they had created this character from all of my lines. And CBS flew me to Los Angeles to audition for this character. Some of you are missing the point here. CBS flew me to Los Angeles to audition to be myself.
Never a chore. The Don and Mike Show.
Well... you think right now that see those guys from CBS are getting in the car going, what was that? And even funnier, you know, on the other end of that conversation, they had a film crew,
right?
Watching those people and wherever they were.
Kentucky. Oh, really? I'm sure they responded to us very well, especially Snickers.
So, you know, they went through the same Chinese fire drill that we did.
Right.
With the TV folks showing up and wiring them with the microphones and getting them on the front porch where they had to sit and listen to us for like 15 minutes.
And the funny thing about that is I'm sure that their porch sitting is that traditional, you know, literally on the picket fence front porch with the rocking chairs. Right. What do? We slide out two of the skeeziest stained office chairs to sit on the sidewalk.
It's what we do, man.
It's what we do.
It's what we do.
Oh, my God.
You know, and every once in a while I would see them. We would be talking about whatever, a person, a car. They would get the camera, start to follow it, and then they would realize what we were saying. Yeah. And I could see them, like, just give up and go, you know, why are we even following this on the camera?
Did they do that? They actually moved the camera over there?
Yeah. But I think they enjoyed themselves.
I'm sure they did.
They seemed to, the one guy that was like doing the audio was a real nice guy. Seemed like he was enjoying it. And then about halfway through it, I think the other guy started enjoying himself too. But nobody knew what was coming. That's for sure. Anyway, nobody had any idea.
It sure is a slow news cycle. So let's see what happens on Friday when that allegedly is going to run. you know, we did run late there, and you know, we're under this new edict from the company,
right?
So we want to make sure that everything's on the up and up. I don't know if we'll have time for this today. Load that sheet, would you?
You want that?
That one right there, one we talked about before, the stuff that Travis did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because so, we got, here's what we can do here. We do have the phone whore tapes.
Right.
To call the phone sex lines.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Because remember, we got 30 of these on Friday.
Yeah, we worked Travis to death.
Cup them in your hand and shake them like dice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that boy.
¿Dónde está la bidet? I'll take the second one. I have a burrito in my pants. I'm a big fat idiot. Now kiss me where it counts.
Who are you?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Okay, well, goodbye.
This is Michael Hughes. Goodbye.
And the fact that he is on the phone when we recorded those will make it even more credible for the phone hose.
Now, we do have that. We also have what I've been told are classic Larry King tapes of Larry King talking this weekend to transgender people.
Sounds good.
Thumbs up for that one.
He really does not know what's going on.
He talks first to a lady who has had some surgery. She looks a little like Catherine Zeta-Jones, but her name used to be Jesus.
Uh-huh. Good.
Then he talks to a teenager who looks a little like Gene Simmons. I don't know what's going on there.
And he was a she.
He was headed towards Sheedom.
Okay.
So we've got this stuff. I'm sorry, the Michael Hughes stuff.
Right.
Then we've got the Larry King stuff.
Yeah.
And we've also got another edition of Holly Morris Roulette.
Oh, fantastic!
Wow. You know, let's just give everybody a quick peek at what Holly was doing today.
Yes, please.
All right, I want to go for sheep shearing.
Why don't you just stop it on today's episode, Mike?
There, I put my hand on it.
Winner.
I put my hand on the on
winner.
There it is.
Winner, winner.
Today's episode.
This morning with Chef Rock. He's the head chef at Bee's Mids at Union Station, and he is a finalist in Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen. But he's putting me through the paces. He's making me nervous. I'm dropping the bread and everything.
I know it's 8 o'clock in the morning, but people want their Caesar. We got to get it. He's putting me through the paces.
Live next at Fox 5 Morning News. Stay with us. It's going.
No donkeys in here.
Fast and efficient, but that's still good.
She's good. In heels, too, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I think I hurt myself.
In heels, too.
Yeah. Hey, Don.
Yes, Mike.
That guy that's on with her?
Yeah.
I seen him on the TV.
Yeah, Rock. Yep, so he's from the D.C. area, so that's what she's doing. Her segment today on the Fox 5 Morning News was with the guy from Hell's Kitchen, not to be confused with her driving the monster truck, her scaring the kids at the David Beckham soccer game.
Right.
Her scaring the kids playing water polo.
Mm-hmm.
Her scaring the girls at Girl Scout camp. Her shearing the sheep. And her going crazy with the bridal ground.
Good,
gowns.
Good. I think they might have tipped their hand on the winner on Hell's Kitchen when I was watching it today.
Really?
I was watching Holly Morris today and said, you know, what's something you're working on? And he mentioned gnocchi, which is like an Italian dish in this restaurant that's going to
be. Looks like baby vomit.
I think that's kind of an Italian-based restaurant, so who knows?
There is nothing anybody can say that'll make me cry. You hear that, Chef Rock?
Wow. Listen to our show someday, Holly.
There is nothing anybody can say that'll make me cry. You hear that?
I got news for you. You're 12 beers if your mouth is open.
She ain't crying yet.
No, she's not.
She ain't Chef Rock. Right. There's no crying on Holly Morris live shots.
Oh,
that
wow.
really hurt me.
You know what? Hey, that counts as third person. Yes. She did it.
Third person. Hold
Please
on.
Back that up.
It hurt us all.
She's annoying, yes?
Looks like baby vomit.
Through the paces. He's making me nervous. I'm dropping the bread and everything.
I know it's 8 o'clock in the morning, but people want their Caesar. We got to get it. He's putting me through the paces.
Oh, shut up, Holly.
There is nothing anybody can say that'll make me cry. You hear that, Chef Rock?
Right.
There's no crying on Holly Moore's live shots. At least not by me.
Not by you. Right. Okay.
Hey, listen.
Oh, my God.
Get out of my kitchen, Holly.
How about her starting that sentence on her live shot without any realization where she's headed? There's no...
It really is impressive that he's one of the finalists. More than 10,000 people applied to be on the show, the third season of Hell's Kitchen. 12 were selected.
All right, anyway, she's in the mix, so we've got her going crazy.
Shut up, Holly.
We've got that. Let me just give you a sample of the Larry tapes.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
And then you can make your decision about what tape we hear.
Very good.
This is Larry with transgenders, okay?
Larry. Wonder how he's going to handle this one. Well, he'll ask why.
Why?
Why?
There he is now. He's... Larry King, sure.
Yeah.
Set up.
Good evening.
Cue the frog.
Tonight's show takes on the topic of gender reassignment surgery and the people who've had it. They're born one gender, but emotionally they feel more like the opposite sex. So at some point in their lives, they embark on a long, tough journey to physically change themselves into the person they feel like most. Rather than the person they were born as. We begin with the amazing story of Jessica Lamb.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
You know, can you imagine if Larry hadn't had that written for him?
Oh, no.
Do you realize he'd be like, we're talking with, I don't know, creatures of some kind.
Where does he talk about genitals, Rob?
In any of the four cuts.
And am I the only one noticing that Larry's got a little bit of the slur speech going? I mean, if you listen to that opening.
Why?
He's sitting there going, hello.
Why?
Larry, because it sounds like you're slurring your speech.
Welcome back. My next guest was born female, but at the age of 25 began a long, complicated journey to become a man. His name is Ryan Salins, and his story was featured on Cable's Logo Channel in a documentary titled Gender Rebel. Take a look at this clip.
When I go into a woman's locker room, my anxiety shoots up because I'm afraid of what people will say if they look at me.
Where do we just get Larry?
Where do we get Tanya? This is Larry King.
My voice has definitely changed a lot.
Did it hurt?
4 months.
Into the process.
When will
it be done?
Well, transitioning really is never done, but, you know, it just really depends.
Why?
I don't know. It could go on for 5 more years.
Is this man to woman or woman to man, Robbie?
You can't tell, can you, just listening to it?
This was a dykey lady who just had her breasts removed and has now grown a beard and some sideburns. We keep bringing his name up, but she looks a lot like Travis.
Would you like to lick guacamole off my concave chest?
Wearing a coat and tie, not a bad looking dude. Wow. Except
isn't it harder, male to female?
Isn't it?
From female to male than male to female?
Well, in a sense, it's easier for female to male because with testosterone, you're adding to your body. So it's building on top of the estrogen. So my voice naturally lowers. You know, I naturally develop my muscles.
Hold on. I lost my place again. This is man to woman.
Woman to man.
Woman.
He's talking about a woman who's turning herself into a man.
Just explain. Okay.
And think when you listen to Larry, think Three Stooges in their later days.
Yeah.
But with male to females, the lower surgery, once they have that surgery, you never once be able to tell that person had a penis. So that's one difference.
Yeah. Is that scary?
Yeah. Sure. Let's go out for a drink.
Yeah. Penis. Be sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
You?
What's?
Penis reminds me.
Does it?
Seriously. Hold on. More than the Cialis commercial, where it's the black guy walking down the street.
The bald guy.
Right. And they see the white friends. Uh-huh. Okay. The one, seriously, that makes me want to turn in my card as a member of the man species is the one where it's got these yuppies and they're in a guy's attic and they're having a good old sing-along.
I haven't seen that one.
And it's get my baby, gonna set my soul on fire. And one at a time, they go around the room and it's all these guys, all these goddamn yuppie guys, one of them on the piano, one of them on guitar, mm-hmm. one of them on bongos, and then it's Viva Viagra. Uh-huh. And what? It's six yeah. guys. Now you do the math on this. Six guys. Uh-huh. In a cabin, in a circle.
Any women around?
No.
No women.
In a circle, singing about Viagra. And as the commercial ends, they leave the log cabin, and they're giving each other high fives.
Sure. And you're wondering what happened in that cabin.
We don't know who finished first.
Well, Viagra can be for any kind of sexual activity.
That's what penis made me think of that.
Jeremy.
A little completion of that surgery.
No, it doesn't.
How'd you know something was wrong, Ryan? By wrong, I mean something out of whack.
Well, you know, just like any story, most stories you hear from a transsexual person from a very young age, I always thought I was a boy, even though people tell me I'm a girl, my parents tell me I'm a girl.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, something was out of whack.
And so I just kind of got cued in there, and it wasn't until I was 25 where kind of a light bulb switched, and I realized, you know, I can really do this. I can transition.
Did you ever think you were gay?
I did identify for lesbian.
You ever think you were gay? I like it when Larry really doesn't have any response and he just goes, yeah.
Lesbian for about 8 months, even though I never felt like a lesbian. But since I was attracted to women, I just kind of took on that label. So
now you date women?
Yes, I have a partner. We've been together for over 3 years now.
How much have you had done so far?
I've had the chest surgery, which was shown on the Logo documentary. I've had the total hysterectomy and then the hormone.
Hysterectomy, what's that? What do they do there?
What's that like?
How's that work? Is it right?
And what do they do with regard to a penis?
Good question.
Hello. All right, we got a winner.
Hello.
Turn in your tickets. We got a bingo.
Oh, my God.
I've had the total hysterectomy and then the hormones.
And what do they do with regard to a penis?
I'm glad you asked, Larry.
Let me show you.
Why? Well, there's two different main surgeries that they use for female and males because, it's, again, it's not as simple. Because as doctors say, it's easier to dig a hole than build a pool.
Yeah.
And so they can do the phalloplasty where they actually take a skin graft and construct a penis. Or they do the metoidoplasty, which a lot of guys get because they actually just release the clitoris and pull that up and do a graft around that.
Sure. What do you do for a living?
That's a nice transition, Larry.
Oh, my God. You know what?
That's it.
All of them tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll do the Hughes thing.
Have you no Desitin?
Maybe you'd like to come over and fondle my glasses.
We'll do that, and we'll hear more of Larry.
Oh, don't put it there.
Yeah. All right. What do you do for a living?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Hi, Michael. How do you do your transgender surgery? How'd that work?
Do you find indecision a turn-on?
Sure. Why?
Is it just me, or do you smell of BM?
I do. Good call.
Yes. That's where.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I'm a last word freak. What do you think of that? Huh?
What about the penis?
Do you like my bony ass?
No.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Hi, Michael.
Do you find indecision a turn-on?
No, I don't. I like decision makers. I don't like anything to be out of whack.
I'm sort of like an older, whiter Michael Vick.
Michael Vick, yeah, he did dog fighting, right?
I'm a big fat idiot. Now kiss me where it counts.
You want to be kissed? Why? Why do you want to be kissed, Michael?
Why?
Why? Why? Listen to me when I slur like the Three Stooges.
Oh, we got to break. Got to postpone this.
Let's postpone and talk about this at the last possible moment.
Right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.